2019 is turning out to be one of those years. We all know about the crime situation, but it's also turning out to be a hectic year for the Winnipeg Fire and Paramedic Service. If you've been hearing a lot of sirens lately as you drive around town, you are not alone. In fact, we are learning that Winnipeg fire crews are responding to more blazes this year compared to previous years. Paramedics are answering more medical calls. And of course, the year isn't over yet. John Lane is the chief of the Winnipeg Fire and Paramedic Service. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Clay.
I know you're still crunching the numbers, but what kind of numbers are we looking at as 2019 draws to a close?
Yes, we have had more structure fires in 2019 than we have in 2018 or in 2017. That number is steadily rising. And I would add that our overall numbers, including all of our medical calls, are also rising quite steadily year over year. Just in terms of structure fires, 690 was in 2018 and 702 thus far in 2019. So it's been a steady rise. With regard to medical transports, we're well over 50,000 at this point already, and that's been a steady increase over the years as well.
Chief, people are going to ask why. Why the increases? Not just fires, but more medical calls.
Well, first off, population has increased in a very correlative fashion in that time period as well. We have an aging population, so there are more of us that are older than there used to be, a greater proportion that are older. And as we get older, unfortunately, our medical needs tend to increase. And I think that it's undeniable that the contribution of our current street drug situation, particularly opioids and now methamphetamine, have had an impact on our call volumes. We have the oldest housing stock in all of Canada, and we have a number of vacant buildings that are sometimes, I guess with increasing frequency, are targets for often accidental arson through homeless persons just trying to stay warm. Those are the factors that are driving the increase in fires.
And looking at this preliminary report, we have had deaths, fire deaths, in 2019. Seven people have died in Winnipeg fires this year. Eight in 2018. Any comment on the fatality rates?
They're quite variable. We will often tragically have one or two fires that claim multiple lives, and those really drive the statistics for that particular year. When you look at our comparison with other cities, as we participate every year in the Municipal Benchmarking Network of Canada exercise, we see that Winnipeg is among the worst for injuries and fatalities per given population.
Chief, we've asked Police Chief Danny Smythe, you know, with the crime rate, the crime wave that people are talking about, you know, we've asked, do you have the manpower? So I'm going to, you know, you've talked about more fires, more medical calls. Do you have the manpower?
Well, we are certainly nearing capacity in terms of fire activity. So when you have major events, such as the large warehouse fire that we had on Jarvis, certainly the storm event over the Thanksgiving weekend, we saw that our fire resources were severely taxed. Now, in terms of our EMS capability, we are really at our capacity. We have not had new ambulance resource in the city since 2011. Call volume has increased 20% in the ensuing time period. We are really finding that our ambulance paramedics are working at or actually beyond their capacity. So in terms of staffing, we are certainly nearing our maximal capacity.
Chief, I have to take a break. We'll talk again in 2020.
Thanks, Clay. Best wishes of the season.
And to you, sir, John Lane is the chief of the Winnipeg Fire and Paramedic Service. It's coming up to 8:40.